Even as they scrambled to establish curbside takeout and outdoor dining options, restaurants were turned upside down by the pandemic. Now, lawmakers are considering ways to help out the food and beverage industry as the colder weather approaches. COVID-19 restrictions mean businesses have needed to get creative to keep customers, from moving to more takeout-friendly menus, investing in outdoor dining, to bottling their own hot sauces, like Patrick Noonan, who owns El Loco Mexican Cafe on Madison Avenue in Albany.
You know, we've stuck it out, and we've made it work, and we've flown by the seat of our pants. We had to do what we had to do, but now what?
Noonan also owns a Ben & Jerry's franchise next door and a sandwich shop across the street that closed for good. He joined other restaurateurs on a conference call with Capital Region Congressman Paul Tonko.
To me, this is outright rescue.
Tonko, a Democrat from the 20th District, is a sponsor of H.R. 7197, or the Restaurants Act of 2020. Tonko says the bill would provide funding to bars and restaurants with a focus on small businesses.
H.R. 7197, as it creates this account, will hopefully get to those most in need. The $120 billion is focused just on the industry, on the restaurant industry, on any of those that serve food and drink, any sort of those facilities that would qualify.
With loan programs like EIDL and PPP were made available in the spring to help keep workers employed and assist with day-to-day expenses, that funding is running out. Melissa Fleischut is president and CEO of the New York State Restaurant Association. She says most restaurants are running at 40 to 50% of their usual employment levels.
We had over 600 responses to our most recent survey and found that 90% of the operators that participated in our survey do not expect that their restaurants are going to be profitable in the next 6 months.
The far-reaching effects of the pandemic trickle back down to the restaurant industry. As companies, for example, restrict travel, that means businesses are not taking their clients out to dinner. That's had an effect on Anissa Wahid, who operates Terra Kitchen in Troy and Schenectady.
And for someone like us, we've always been a destination restaurant. So what we are seeing a huge drop-off with customers is not necessarily our locals. It's more the people that would travel.
With some practice running a business in a new normal over the last few months, Wahid is still planning to open a third restaurant in Gilderland. For David Zuka, who operates Saratoga Springs Creperie Ravenous, the future is uncertain without the usual summer bump in business.
As we go into the lean months, without the cash cushion being built from having SPAC operational, the track with fans, the ballet, the orchestra, and everything that Saratoga stands for and has to offer, it's really taking the oxygen out of my business. You know, cash to a restaurant is oxygen, and I'm about ready to suffocate.
While the focus of Tuesday's call was the Restaurants Act, the restaurateurs on the call also needed something else besides cash, eliminating red tape. Heidi Knobloch, who owns Plum Oyster Bar in Troy, also works for Pioneer Bank, which processes federal Paycheck Protection Program loans. Knobloch asked Tonko to look at two bills in the Senate, one that would allow small businesses to deduct payroll and other expenses paid for with federal grants from their tax bill, another to simplify the paperwork when applying for PPP loan forgiveness.
Banks are, you know, we're looking at this forgiveness process, and every day I'm processing really an enormous amount of paperwork for some loans as low as $1,000. So that would really be very, very helpful.
And another thing business owners want in a time of swiftly changing regulations, better communication from the state and federal government. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.